This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Kobe Bryant was killed the other day. He and his daughter. And it's a tragic thing when somebody his age and that level, that level of visibility dies, and it makes us all reflect on our own mortality and a host of other things. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KevinJacksonShow.com. My mother died at the age of 24. And I hadn't turned 5 yet. And there's hardly a day that goes by that I don't reflect on that. And it's funny because one of my buddies calls me up because I tweeted on Kobe Bryant's death. I said, it's one thing for you to be on a helicopter and it's about to go down and you contemplate your own mortality and you say, okay, today is the day that I might die. And in this case, Kobe Bryant did die. But it's a whole other to have your child with you. You are the one who chartered this helicopter, not your child. And you are the one who's taking responsibility for your children. And in the moment you realize this is it, it's not about you. It's about that child who is now no longer going to have a life, the life that you promised. That's the scary thing. That's the thing that I think parents hate the most. We did a helicopter ride with my son in Hawaii. And that was the only thing on the mind of his parents is, what if something happens? Well, let me tell you what if something happens. If something happens, your child is going to die. Now, there may be some solace in the idea that you died with your child, but I can't imagine that's what was going through Kobe's head. Here's the other side of it. I can't imagine what was going through Kobe's head when he's I don't know how old he is, 30-something years old? Maybe 40 at max? And he's got his whole life ahead of him. The president tweeted, it's one thing for him to have made this big career in the NBA, but he was doing all these other things, hopefully to give back. And he had the means to give back. What about that? And, of course, what about the rest of the family? He's thinking, I'm not going to think for him, but I'm just thinking what most guys would be thinking. I've got him leaving behind my wife. I think they just had a new baby. These other children. All these things that I believed I was going to accomplish. And I'm going to lose all that, too. I don't know what his walk with God was, if he was a spiritual kid. And thinking to himself, hey, God, this is my moment. Forgive me for everything I've done. And, I'm obviously coming home. I don't know. But, everybody's chiming in. It's the tragedy of it. And I'll be honest with you. So Candace Owens tweeted, he was such an influence on me. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't believe that. I don't believe it. I don't believe Candace Owens was watching Kobe Bryant and saying, boy, he's an inspiration. She's not a baller. I don't think she, I'm not trying to be mean-spirited. I'm just saying, how about be genuine? Let me tell you, I quit watching professional sports years ago. And free agency had a lot to do with it. It was reinforced when every time I turned around, these black athletes are talking about how bad the country is for them, as they're living lives that we would dream to live. So I quit. I said, I'm done. I'm going to let everybody know, in full disclosure, I'm going to watch the Super Bowl this year. But let me tell you why. My aunt, who's a quadriplegic and lives with me, she said, I had a visitor last night at my house. I was like, what? She said, yeah. Said he loved me in his deep voice. And I said, well, it must have been Uncle Larry. She said, yeah, I think it was. I said, it better have been, or you're messing around on him. And so she says, I want to watch the Super Bowl because that was one of the things that he did. And I said, okay, this year we'll watch the Super Bowl. How are you going to tell your quadriplegic aunt? No, I'm not going to change the channel for you, you know. So this year we're going to watch the Super Bowl. But I wouldn't. So free agency. And, of course, there's the Kaepernicks and the LeBron Jameses and the Stephen Currys and everybody. I hate Trump because it's cool to hate Trump. So I stopped. And I don't have a single role model that is an athlete. Bo Jackson. I take that back. Bo Jackson's a role model, but he's a physical role model for me. Because I remember growing up saying, this is the only guy that I really believe is just physically a superior athlete to me. Just gifted with it. You know, strength, power, and finesse. So I idolized Bo Jackson for a bit. But I'm just saying, there's hardly any of these athletes that I care. I don't care about their opinions. I don't care how much money they. Money does not dictate you're a better person. Are you? LeBron James is one of his mistresses lived across the street from me in St. Louis, and her daughter. What am I going to idolize about him? He's a doofus. I've heard him speak. So anyway, here's my point. If you want to tell me, oh yeah, I follow Kobe and I idolize, Candace Owens, he's a role model, and I'm just saying, keep it real. I didn't idolize that, but I tell you what I did idolize. He recovered from this supposed rape incident, which I don't necessarily believe. He recovered because it was a girl at the hotel where he worked, one of the servers or something, and she came up to his hotel and then cried rape. Well, I mean, look, it's Kobe Bryant. You're at the hotel. I know the rules at the hotel, which is don't fraternize with the guest. And she says, yeah, I'll come up to your room after my shift. I mean, come on. So, I'm not, you can think what you want about it. But the point is, he got through all that, put his family together, built a legacy, was doing great things. And after the fact, so the little bit that I know about what he did, I tip my hat to you, Kobe. But you're not a role model for me or my kids. My kids don't pay attention to any athlete or any entertainer. They're not role models to us. They're people who have a skill set that we enjoy. But the thing that I do feel for Kobe and his family is the thoughts that went through his mind of planning this fateful trip, taking her friends with her because they're going to go to a basketball game, and doing it in style, in a way that we would never do it, and meeting with that kind of tragedy and knowing that your daughter is not going to be here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats in trouble, but I'm going to give you their update. Buttigieg had his please clap moment recently, but worse than that, he kicked pro-life Democrats out of the party. Brandon Straka can thank Buttigieg because essentially a lady asked him the question, hey, listen, I'm a pro-life Democrat. Is there any room for us in the party? He said, no. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com or TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Give us a call, 844-551-8255. Yeah, Buttigieg, numbers falling, doesn't know what to do. Every one of these Democrats grasping at straws. We'll talk a little bit about some of the polling that's got Bernie leading in some places. I got to tell you, if you want to rift in the Democrat Party, just look at where the candidates are. As it shrinks, nobody's really gaining much. Is Yang going to come out of the you know, as a dark horse? Who's going to be it? If I put a gun to your head right now and said pick, and in your life depending on choosing the right person, who would you pick? You might have to just say kill me, because there's really no excuse me. There's no leader, and you can go, oh, this person's definitely going to do it. The Democrats are plotting against Bernie in one case, plotting against Elizabeth Warren in another, certainly plotted against all the black candidates, plotting against Tulsi Gabbard, plotting against Andrew Yang, plotting for Biden for whatever reason, and he can't catch on. Think about it. The former vice president under Baby Black Jesus can't catch fire? What's his problem? His problem is he's Joe Biden. His problem is he's a Democrat. His problem is he's got more baggage than any candidate going, and not just because of his own personal baggage, but because of impeachment and all the other stuff. They're grasping at straws. Elizabeth Warren says essentially she's going to put more women on her cabinet. If she wins the presidency, she says she'll appoint a cabinet that is at least half female, because she's going to get the women. In a lengthy medium, this is a magazine post, she laid out her plan of restoring our government after Trump. She made a number of proposals. She said she would appoint to serve in the executive branch after promising to ensure her picks best represent the people in both economics and influence. She then promised to ensure her cabinet will be one of inclusion with at least 50% women. Hey, good for her. Bloomberg says he's willing to spend his way to prosperity. Billionaire Longshot is trying to poach staff from other campaigns. They say he gives them outsized salaries, fancy perks like 3 catered meals a day, an iPhone 11, a MacBook Pro. He pays state secretaries, press secretaries, $10,000 a month compared to the rate of $4,500 for other candidates. State political directors make $12,000 a month, more than some senior campaign advisors. National political director Carlos Sanchez pulls in $360,000 a year. Trump's political director made $240,000 in 2016. Every Bloomberg staffer gets a MacBook Pro, an iPhone 11 on day one, 3 catered meals a day. So he's luring people over. He can't lure them over with his actual, you know, policies. But he's luring them over with the perks. $50 billion. They say he could spend as much as $1 billion on his 2020 run. He and Tom Steyer. I say spend away. A second woman who was interviewed with Bloomberg campaigned for an assistant level position that pays $70,000, nearly double her current salary as a Democratic staffer, said she was greeted with a hotel-style buffet at the interview. But Bloomberg is fattening up his... I bet he's giving him bigger than 16-ounce sodas, too. No, no, go ahead. Have more. Have more. It's okay. But, Mayor Bloomberg, I don't want to have 17 ounces of soda. It's okay. You work for me now. Oh, Lord. Democrats, bad news for Joe Biden. Here's one. This is from Zero Hedge. Bernie Sanders, for the first time, has a lead in CNN polling of primary contenders of the 2020 Democratic nomination. But you wouldn't know that from how the network framed their coverage. Sanders supporters took issue with the fact that despite the Vermont senator's 3-point advantage over former vice president, 27% to 24%, CNN, in its headlines, declares that Bernie Sanders surges to join Biden atop presidential pack. Bernie. I love listening to people. Look, this is a big rift. Okay, Bernie's now 27%. I don't know what the poll is. Is it like Iowa? Is it New Hampshire? Is it all over? But Bernie, no matter where it is now with Biden. And he's got somewhere between according to this poll, 27%, well over a quarter of the people want Bernie, okay? And Bernie's going to get cheated. Bernie's going to get railroaded. And I'm going to tell you why. Because Bernie is old, he's cantankerous, he doesn't campaign well, and his ideas stink. And the Democrats have every reason to crater his campaign, and they're trying to do it, but they can't because they have so many lunatics that want Bernie They can do nothing about it. So Bernie is a power broker. But here's the problem. He ain't going to get chosen a second time. And if you think it was bad time one, wait till you see it time two. Forget, Trump could go out and use the N-word, you know, at Kobe's funeral, and people were still going to be going, well, I mean, on the left, if let me put it another way. The left can't, you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't say, we're going to kill Bernie's campaign, but we're going to keep his people. And you can't do it with Joe Biden. You can't do it with Elizabeth Warren, even though she and Bernie supposedly have, you know, some commonality in their thoughts. Not really. Not really. And let me tell you, it will not be Elizabeth Warren. She's a screecher. Along with being a creature, she's a screecher. And here's her problem. She's not only trying to run a truth campaign, but Elizabeth Warren is having to back off of the very core things that she talked about. This one guy who made the dad who paid for college and said, why should I have to suffer? That's a huge deal. I know we have the clip, but it's probably too long. It's a huge deal because he's going, look, Elizabeth Warren, miss, here's college for free, and I'm going to give everything away. There are some of us who have suffered. We have sacrificed. And why do we have to pay? Am I going to get my money back? Is everybody who paid for college going to get their money back? That's a legitimate question in this whole free college thing, right? Does it go in retrospect? I mean, no, you're not. Only going forward. Oh, really? Well, that didn't play well. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is unveiling a new Middle East peace plan at the White House. The president and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made the announcement on Tuesday.
Young people across the Middle East are ready for a more hopeful future. And governments throughout the region are realizing that terrorism and Islamic extremism are everyone's common enemy.
Also going on in Washington.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. While the Senate of the United States is sitting for the trial of the Articles of Impeachment,
exhibited by the House of Representatives against Donald John Trump.
And with that, the final day of the opening statements in the impeachment trial of President Trump are underway. The president's legal team must conclude their arguments on Tuesday. The next phase of the impeachment trial will be senators asking both sides questions. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Trump will be your president again in second term, and there are indicators to this, but before I get into that, I want to go back to his trip to Davos. And aside from the massive problems created by impeachment, Davos shows that the Democrats have far bigger problems in their quest to rid Trump of the presidency. Now, understand that Democrats depended on a few things to get rid of the president, and I'm going to talk about this before I get into Davos. And Davos is going to segue into why Donald Trump's going to be president again for a second term. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. You've heard it here. I said it early. I'll say it often. So here are the things that they depended on in order to make sure Trump would not have a second term, and they may even have rooted him out in the first term. And what I would really like to see, quite honestly, is what was their plan for Pence? But, well, you know, that's a question for another day. So what did they need first? They needed media believability. Now, Trump, maybe by accident, said, you know what? Media's fake news. I don't know, maybe God's providence on him, you know, put his hand on him. I think God knows it all. So he had Trump attack the media. But the left needed media believability in order for Trump to be defeated. The second thing they needed is Democrats' believability. You have to be able to trust in the media and trust in the Democrats. And with those two things, they become a very powerful voice. Because they own social media. So imagine if you believe the media and then the Democrats would come out, well, Donald Trump has done things in Russia and we're going to definitely be able to prove this. And you go, oh, he's done things in Russia and they're going to prove it. Whew. Well, let's just get rid of Donald Trump. The third thing they needed, and they had this early on, was they needed their deep state operatives in full force. They needed the deep state to rally around one another, support one another. And the way you can do that is if you have media credibility and Democrats' credibility, then you could say, okay, deep state operatives, we're all good. Everything's set. The stage is set. The next thing they needed was they needed Donald Trump to fail, his policies to fail. They needed him they needed the stock market to not rise. They needed jobs not to come back to America. They needed the average median income not to go up. They needed the tax breaks not to increase your income, your salaries. They needed you not to be spending money and keeping the economy vibrant. They needed trade deals to fail. They needed his foreign policy issues with Iran and North Korea to literally blow up in his face. And none of it happened. Donald Trump is a success, but they needed failure. And they even tried to get it. They manipulated the stock market. I want you to understand, if they weren't bothering the stock market and were encouraging it, it would probably be over 30,000 now, but it'll probably get to there anyway. They needed to the jobs. They don't want economic growth under Trump. They tried to say it was under Obama. The problem was Obama put his foot in his mouth when he said these manufacturing jobs aren't coming back and the GDP isn't going to go over 2, which Trump had it over 3 and was bringing back manufacturing jobs that Barack Obama in his last year lost 19,000, and Trump has brought back over 200,000 manufacturing jobs to the United States. More than that, actually, I think it's approaching 700,000, and he's created 7 million new jobs since his presidency. That's not failure. And then the final thing they needed you to abandon Trump. But that wasn't going to happen because, going backwards, Trump was successful. Trump exposed the deep state. Trump made you not believe the Democrats, and Trump made sure you understood that the media was fake news. So it was all moot. They have not had a single area of success in their plot to bring Trump down because you no longer believe the bimbos. And I've gone over this many times with the audience and on many other shows and said, hey, where is Stormy Daniels? How's she doing? Is she paying her restitution to the president? Because that's what happened. The judge said, you owe him money because you brought a frivolous lawsuit. You know it was a lie. Where's the savior of them? Michael Avenatti, a proposed presidential candidate by the leftists. Many of them. He's in jail for fraud. Michael Cohen was going to be their savior. The president's personal attorney raided and then railroaded. And he sits in jail. Supposedly he's going to bring the president down. Other people that were railroaded and sitting in jail, not because they did anything wrong. Mike Flynn, he's not in jail, but he's practically bankrupt. He didn't do anything wrong. Manafort's in jail. He didn't do anything wrong. Papadopoulos served a week. He didn't do anything wrong. He's now fighting back. And you want to know why they can't get anybody to turn state's evidence on Donald Trump? There's none to turn. When you raid a man's attorney, when you threaten everybody in the food chain that ever knew the guy, and you still can't get any dirt, when you spend $40 million on an investigation that leads, all roads lead back to you, you think they'd give it up. Anyway, I want to go to Davos now. So President Trump went to Davos. He said he began with a standard recitation of America's extraordinary economic accomplishments on his watch. They said, though, what made his speech special, elevated it to brilliance, is how he explained the philosophy that created these staggering economic benefits. For Trump, it was about doing his best for the American worker, because he knew that unleashed, America's workers could create economic miracles. He said, America achieved this stunning turnaround not by making minor changes to a handful of policies, but by adopting a whole new approach centered entirely on the well-being of the American worker. Every decision we make on taxes, trade, regulation, energy, immigration, education, and more is focused on improving the lives of everyday Americans. We are determined to create the highest standard of living that anyone can imagine, and right now, that's what we're doing for our workers, the highest in the world. And we're determined to ensure that the working and middle class reap the largest gains. A nation's highest duty is to its own citizens. Honoring this truth is the only way to build faith and confidence in the market system. Only when governments put their citizens first will the people be fully invested in their nation's futures. In the United States, we're building an economy that works for everyone, restoring the bonds of love and loyalty that unites citizens, empowers nations. And then he said to the rest of the people in Davos, you can do the same thing. You can do this for yourselves. He went on to say, we're restoring constitutional rule of law, essential to our economy, our liberty, and our future. And he told about the judges that were appointed and so on. He went on to talk about the relationship with China. Never better. Rough patch we went through, but it's never been better. My relationship with the president of China is extraordinary. He says, we love each other, but we want what's best for our own countries. They said he garnered Xi's respect, which is the foundation for liking someone. And his last boast was that our energy, we had energy independence. And he rejected Greta Thunberg. He says, this is not the time for pessimism. It's time for optimism. Fear and doubt is not a good thought process because this is a time for tremendous hope, joy, and optimism and action. But to embrace the possibilities of tomorrow, we must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse. They are the heirs of yesterday's foolish fortune tellers. And I have them, and you have them, and we all have them, and they want to see us do badly, but we don't let that happen. They predicted an overpopulation crisis in the 60s, mass starvation in the 70s, and the end of oil in the 90s. These alarmists always demand the same thing, absolute power to dominate, transform, and control every aspect of our lives, and he says we're not going to let them do it. He went from politician to visionary. That's what he did in Davos. So I want to. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because of a statement made by an editor-in-chief of The Economist, I believe, and she was talking about Trump in Davos. And I want to get to why it was important that the president, while all this impeachment crap was going on, he was oversetting a vision. That was not, you know, hey, listen, I'm the best, I'm the greatest, or whatever. He put it, what did he say? He had a quote not too long ago, and he says, this is not about me. You are the reason we do this. The American people, you are the ones who control this government, not me. That's not what a dictator says. People are fired up about this, folks. The world is watching your president bring prosperity back. And what Donald Trump is saying is it is not limited to the United States. But I'm going to give you the secret sauce. We are going to think better and differently about ourselves than these other clowns.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The fix is in, folks. Donald Trump will win a second term. You heard it here on the Kevin Jackson Show. KevinJacksonShow.com. If you want to remember this particular episode, go to the KevinJacksonShow.com. Just pick the date, and you'll be able to find this episode where I predicted, yet again, like I did in 2015 and 2016, certainly, that Donald Trump would be your president. The fix is in. To bolster my point, I'm going to offer you a few things. Let's begin with common sense, because common sense sorely lacks with the leftist. I need to expound on this point. You will know a lot of the things that I'm going to say, but we do have leftists who audit the program because they want to look for mistakes and they want to tell me how bad I am about myself or whatever. And then, of course, there are those who like to learn. They just learn on the down low. They don't want people to know that I'm actually teaching them something, but I want to explain it to them. Unlike Obama, who didn't deserve a second term and said so, he said, if I don't cut the debt in half by the end of my first term, I don't deserve a second term. Well, it wasn't just that. There's a reason why he didn't deserve a second term. But contrary to Obama, people want a Trump second term. And this is true even of leftists who pretend to hate Donald Trump. They don't hate him. Don't believe that for a second. They're fronting for you because they never know who's listening. It's like, complete paranoia over there. And not just because most of them smoke weed. It's complete paranoia because if you step out the box, then you're out for good. And they don't really realize how many of them have already stepped out of the box. They love their new lives that have been built by Donald Trump. And they love their stock portfolios and their new jobs and all that stuff more than they hate Trump. They love looking at those portfolios. They love that their kids no longer live in their basements because their kids also manage to get jobs. And they don't have to be on their insurance. They don't have to be on their driving, the auto insurance or health insurance. Yep. President Trump has altered the fabric of the universe, folks. He's bringing leftists to the right. You know when the fabric of the universe compresses? Now the left can just step right into that wormhole and find themselves cozied up to a conservative, spooning with us. I know it sounds gross, but, once they make the transition, they're okay. They've been cleaned. Americans love Donald Trump. Despite the media's attempt to demonize him, I talked about it earlier, the five steps needed for the Democrats to win and defeat Trump. And one of them was, we had to believe the media. Well, Trump defeated the media. And he did it in an uncommon way, politically speaking, which is one of the five pillars that I told you Trump needed in order to defeat the leftists. He had to be successful. If Trump had failed, well, you would be wishy-washy about him, and they would be seizing on all these failures. But Trump didn't fail. Yeah. He's been successful in all of these various things that he's done, whether you're talking about the economy, you're talking about, and break that into pieces. Okay, people have jobs, they got a good stock market, consumer index, is up, your median income is up, and all these other things. You know the record, you're living it. You don't have to think about it, you're living it. But along with all these other domestic successes, the building of the wall, and, your job mobility and the economy being vibrant. I'm talking about it eclipsed China. And we are now the largest economy in the world, not even per capita. We've always pretty much, we're certainly amongst the largest per capita. But we are the largest economy in the world with a fraction of the people. That's what Donald Trump was talking about when he was at Davos. But along with this massive domestic success, President Trump's delivered on foreign success. You don't hear him being called, he's a puppet of Putin. Trump made Putin his punk early in the presidency when he warned Germany, don't buy your oil from Russia or we're going to take our business away from you. And since then, he's continued leaving money on Putin's dresser after each visit. If you know what I'm saying. North Korea? Did somebody bring up North Korea? Hey, Kim Jong-un, is this thing on? No longer is Kim Jong-un playing war games and threatening the world. He's more focused on building his economy. And now that he believes, I believe, that Trump is going to serve a second term, he's going to stay on good behavior. Did somebody bring up Iran? Seriously? Huh? Am I hearing things? Sending a missile of General Qasem Soleimani's butt made its point to the Iranians. Even the Trump-hating New York Times admitted that Trump's economic policy, quote, crippled Iran's ability to wage war. Winning. Trump is a winner, folks, both foreign and domestic. However, leftists got used to failures like Barack Obama. They can't even recognize success. So when success comes, they aren't prepared. And this coup needed a couple of things besides what I've already outlined. It needed an unwilling and unwitting opponent. And two, I've already outlined this one, it needed failure by Trump. And Trump offered neither. And that's how he dismantled the deep state. Many D.C. swamp dwellers have lawyered up. They're prepping. They got bug out bags sitting by the door. And they know it's just a matter of time, and it isn't going to be that long. You want to know when the cake might hit the fan? The day after election. The day after Trump is reelected. It could be before that. I honestly believe it will be. I think Durham's reports and all this stuff's brewing. But the day after election, you better know it. So, aside from common sense, though, why is Kevin Jackson on the Kevin Jackson Show saying that Donald Trump is going to get a second term? Well, I have some more evidence. The editor-in-chief of The Economist, Zanny Minton-Beddoes, had this to say on impeachment and Trump's chances for a second term.
I was struck not only how little being paid to the impeachment trial, but quite how many people seem to be taking almost as given that there might be a second term for President Trump. So the mood, I think, certainly amongst the business types in Davos was, you know, get ready for a second term. And literally no one spoke to me about impeachment.
America is open for business. What this woman said, the editor-in-chief of The Economist, by the way, welcome back, everybody, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to. She said, literally, no one asked me about impeachment. Nobody. I gave you Vegas odds on Trump. $4, $5 will get you four if you bet that Donald Trump's going to be president. Go look. That was weeks ago. Go look now, and I bet you it's something like $7 will get you four. Go look at the Democrats have narrowed. The number of candidates have narrowed. Look, I haven't looked. I'm going to tell you right now. I have not looked. My producer's like, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Go look at the Vegas odds for Trump. They were 5-4. $5 will get you four. And I think the closest Democrat, it was like 12-1. Something like that. 5-1. Go look at it. Tell me what it is. Here's what I'm going to bet you. Trump's numbers are far better in the sense that you have to bet a lot more money to get more to make, you know, whatever. It'll be like $8 to $5. $8 gets you five, but it won't be 5-4. Trump's chances are improving. Vegas. This is a woman telling you that the world is betting on Donald Trump getting a second term. Why do you think the Chinese went ahead and said, let's get this deal done? Because if they try to do it after Donald Trump gets elected, he's going to be more vindictive. He's going to say, you had your chance. You didn't believe I was going to have 4 years. Think of 4 years losing $375 billion in trade to China for the next 4 years. That's well over $1 trillion. $1.5 trillion. And the Chinese are going, what will he do to us? If we give up $150-200 billion right now, we won't take the full brunt. So, what do you think? You think that it's by accident that these people are signing deals that North Korea is not threatening to blow up the world? That you're not hearing from Putin about invading something else? That Iran has backed down? You think that's by accident? Or do you think that these people go, you know what? I'm going to make a bet. And I believe that this guy has done enough to root out corruption and everything going on in his country that I'm not going to bet against him. I don't believe there's going to be a Hillary Clinton, a Michelle Obama, or Oprah Winfrey, or anybody else that's going to take him out. Bets on Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.